something about laptop experiments, so I wonder, why don't you use laptop, only samplers and the bus?
We are very old-fashioned in that way. We use the computer in the studio, but more as a recording machine, really. I don't know. I think there's something physical in using keyboards, which we like for our music. I don't mean that you don't come to good results in using the computer. That's all right. But for Tower Water, you know, we have this more physical approach. We like machines some way. Does a leech live in a machine? That's what we believe. The song is sleeping in the machine. That's what we believe. That's...
Well, maybe it's a silly question, but how would you refer to a term post-rock? Because it's, you know, maybe it's a stupid term, maybe it's because of journalist laziness, but do you think it is suitable in any way, post-rock, to you?
I think not for us. I think the term was created by a journalist from the US, and it first came up at the Village Voice. There was an article, and there was this article about this whole, yeah, Jim O'Rourke, and, you know, his band, what was the name again? Augusta the Soul, right. And this kind of Chicago stuff. And that made sense because they all had a rock background and then starting to do something very different, getting into jazz, getting into electronic experiments. So this is post-rock indeed, because these guys have a rock background and then went into very different stuff, which I think... But what I don't like about the term is that it's so anti-rock. I always loved rock music. I was listening to rock music, you know, and I didn't see a point in saying, yeah, rock is not good, or you have to do something against it, and that's what I don't like about the term. We just were listening to Led Zeppelin on the tour, and when we were in Italy.
there's one cover of Minimal Compact, Babylonian Tower, on your new album. So tell me something about it. Why did you decided to take this song?
We didn't choose the song chose us in a way, because I think it was band who had this like a minimal percussion loop going on, and I was listening to it, he was playing it to me in the studio, and I was singing along with these lines that I remember from the 80s, you know, we want to go much higher, that was the only only thing I remembered from the text actually, and then we got ourselves the whole lyrics and we decided to do a cover version, you know, but at first it started really by accident. But we know Malka Spiegel, and we asked her what she's thinking about, and I sent her a copy of the finished version, and she said thumbs up, so that was flattering. That was right.
Well, you've got special relation to Poland. I think that Poland is quite close to your heart. So tell us why. You've done a second record for Polish market only.
I think it's just because Polish people were always very encouraging for Tower Water from the very beginning on, even before our success, or let's, you know, like this relative international success stuff, before we were invited to John Peel sessions and so on. We had a lot, we had like Polish people on our side, you know, inviting us for coming here, doing tape versions of our albums, and so from the very beginning there was this kind of relationship with Poland, except from the fact that I have Polish ancestors, and my grandfather was talking Polish, and so that was kind of like, except from that, it's always good being here. We were sitting on the bar and we're going like, yeah, Poland always feels good, yeah, I don't know for what reason, but it's always the crowd, we like to travel here, we like the way Poland looks, we like the way the Polish people are, you know, sometimes it's just, it's like we love to go to Italy and we love to Poland, like Italy and Poland are in Europe are like our favorite countries of ours.